Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the next hour of global transmission. Unbelievable news up at InfoWars.com. We mentioned some of it in the next segment. Let's continue with your calls. Very chilling call we just had a moment ago. A talk show host that said, they're getting ready to drop the hammer on this country. I need to buy some more guns. And they came and didn't arrest him. Come outside. Get in the car. You're going to commit suicide. No, I'm not. I didn't say anything about that. Well, we'll let you out of the mental institution, but you got to give us your guns. Which, again, if he'd have just sat there, a court hearing would have come up. He'd have gone before the judge and said, this is crazy. I have no psychiatric history, no criminal record. I have a radio show. I was making a point about society crumbling. Here's a national survey where people say they're buying guns because they're worried about collapse. That's what I was talking about, Your Honor. Here's my wife and children, and I'm going to file a complaint on these people after this is done. You'd have been out. But they use your ignorance of the system to Shanghai your butt. The TSA's running around outside the law, now doing whatever they want on the highways. The psychologists are. All these two-bit nobodies that couldn't get a job cleaning toilets are now going to be psychiatrists and psychologists, the new priest class trying to drug the daylights out of us while their wind-up toy mind control shooters go absolutely ape. By the way, later, remind me, guys, to review the new Bourne movie. I went and saw it last night with the crew. Unbelievably good. Unbelievably accurate. I mean, they are really telling you. I mean, that's right down to the actual drugs they really use. I mean, I am just blown away right now. They use viruses to reprogram the brain. How many years? About a decade I've been telling you about that. But, Donnie, how long have I talked about the viruses? 10 years, yeah. But then, well, because that's in the medical literature. That movie's real. That's all I can say. There's my review right there. Let's go ahead and talk to Mary in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I have some information that I think should be passed on, okay? About 5 years ago, as a matter of fact, it's 2 months short of 5 years ago, I filed a provisional patent for removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. It was a very, very simple chemical that I used. As a matter of fact, you can buy it at the drugstore. And I, because there was controversy about this, I said, this is interesting. So I took this chemical, I took it outside, and I mixed it with some water, I took it outside, and I sprayed it into the atmosphere, and I was shocked at what I experienced. Subsequent to that, I filed the provisional patent, and it was used. It was a very simple chemical that grabs carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. And this is information I want to pass on to people. I hesitate to say what the chemical is on the air, but I certainly would be willing to pass the copy of the provisional patent on to you with the proof of what I am saying is correct.
Yeah, well, mail it. I mean, mail me a letter, attention Alex Jones, or send us an email, show tips, and I'd like to look into that. There's all sorts of weather modification patents and provisional patent pending type things, and you know, most inventions do get made in the garage, so I'd like to see your information on that, Mary.
I just don't know where to send it. That's the problem.
You can send it to P.O. Box 19549, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And thank you so much for listening. I look forward to seeing that. All right, we got a guest coming up. What will Obama do if reelected? And I like the book because it'll tell us what Mitt Romney will do if elected. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com is their website. A lot of key news there as well. Stay with us. We'll be back.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are going to our guest here in just a moment. The voice you're hearing is my voice. I'm Alex Jones, your host here Monday through Friday. From 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll be talking with the author of Fool Me Twice, Obama's Shocking Plans for the Next 4 Years Exposed, here in just a moment. First off, some of the headlines up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com just out. Print 2.0, the answer to the Internet kill switch. And it goes on, Fed court rules banksters can steal pensions. Cops interrogate family for allowing kids to play outside. Pre-crime cameras for RNC in Tampa. Jacob Rothschild, Paul Paulson, John Paulson, George Soros are all beating the financial disaster is coming. They're all betting on it. Jacob Rothschild, John Paulson, and George Soros are all betting that financial disaster is coming. Continuing, former Marine indefinitely detained in psychiatric ward over 9/11 Facebook post. That is all up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But now I want to bring up Aaron Klein to go over his excellent book that I finished reading last week, Fool Me Twice. We also sell it at the InfoWars online video bookstore at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We'll also get you there. And this goes over with his co-authors from their statements, from their think tanks, from their operatives, what they're planning if he gets elected. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not endorsing Romney either here. He's bought and paid for by the same people. But Obama is so over the top that he's just unusually dangerous with the government-run health care, the shutting down power plants without congressional approval. They're giving billions to his buddies in no-bid contracts and energy deals. I mean, it is the Chicago Mafia on steroids running our country, and they've done some amazing research. Aaron Klein is a New York Times bestselling author, journalist, and radio host. He's a senior reporter for WorldNet Daily and hosts Aaron Klein Investigative Radio on New York's WABC, the nation's largest talk station. Klein's program is one of only two weekend shows in the U.S. to make the heavy hitter 100 for the top of American radio shows for Talkers Magazine. His previous books include Red Army, The Manchurian President, The Late Great State of Israel, and Schmoozing with Terrorists. And Aaron Klein joins us right now from their research to break down. That's why I like the book. It goes from what they're saying they're going to do. But this isn't getting enough. I mean, it's a bestseller already, but it's not getting the attention it should. Really scary what Obama will do, because then he isn't facing re-election. He can basically do anything and have pardons. That's why it's so scary if you're a new listener. I know most of you know that. So, Aaron, good to have you on with us, sir.
Thanks for having me. By the way, I also don't endorse Romney. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm an independent. I actually think that Romney is probably going to be a slow-motion version of Obama. But as you said, these plans really lay out very clearly that if Obama gets another 4 years, we will not recognize the country.
I agree with you, because then he, again, isn't facing re-election, has the pardon power. Run through it. Why you decided to write the book, basically, you know, break down for us. Obviously, the book covers it in more detail, but what the plans really are. I mean, this is a news-making interview here. A lot of people, I don't think, realize if you think Obama's been bad, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, the flexibility that Obama promises to the Russian president on, let's say, missile defense in Europe, that obviously begs the question, if he's hiding policies from the American electorate on foreign policy, what is he hiding when it comes to domestic policy? So I personally was prompted to write the book because I saw how in 2008, Obama ran on such a general platform on hope, on change, on fundamentally transforming the U.S. Of course, actually not a single reporter, as far as I know, bothered to ask him directly, well, what do you mean, Obama, by fundamentally transforming the U.S.? What do you want to transform it into? Well, he's trying to do the same thing now, and that is run on a general platform of, prominently of something called economic fairness. He constantly talks about fair share, the rich should pay their fair share. But what does that mean? Why doesn't anybody bother to ask him what it means? So what I have done is I've gone through, there are certain key progressive organizations that were behind Obama's first term agenda. And actually in a very specific way, I mean to the point where some of these groups, like the Center for American Progress, like DEMOS, like the Institute for Policy Studies, like the Economic Policy Institute, these groups crafted parts of what actually became the text of the stimulus bill, what actually became some of the text of the health care bill in Obama's first term. So what I've done is go through thousands, with my co-author Brenda J. Elliott, thousands upon thousands of documents for what these same progressive groups and activists who are behind, in a very real way, Obama's first term agenda, what they're planning for his second term, for recommendations for his second term on all fronts, on jobs, on economy, on exactly, by the way, what he means by economic fairness, on immigration overhaul, which will translate into executive amnesty for millions of illegals, on health care, which might begin with Obamacare, but that's just the start. We're talking about nudging toward a single-payer system, on national energy policy, on Pentagon plans, on, by the way, using the Pentagon for globalist agenda, and so much more.
Continue.
Yeah. Talk about economic fairness, because, again, Obama really has been driving that term home. In fact, he gave a speech in 2012 January 2012, his State of the Union, where he used economic fairness, that phrase, something like five or six times. Well, economic fairness, first of all, before we even get to what he's planning specifically, comes directly from Marxist doctrine. It comes right out of the Marxist playbook. I can trace it back to ideologues who want to basically spread America's wealth. But what I've gone through here is the progressive gang, again, behind Obama's first term, and they have specific plans for economic fairness. Let's go over them and see how fair they sound to you. For example, paycheck fairness, where the U.S. government, the federal government, can come and determine what would be the fair pay for an individual job in the private sector. So that's a bit of government centralization and control over there. Or welfare fairness, or actually specifically it's called living wage fairness, where the government swoops in and raises the minimum wage to meet what's known as the basic needs of individuals, such as housing, food, utilities, transportation, healthcare, recreation. So you might actually think, wow, that sounds really good. The government's going to come in and raise the bar on my paycheck. That's amazing. The problem is that this has actually been tried in the past. In fact, in over 80 cities from the 1990s until 2003. And by the way, it was pushed by Acorn in the past. And it failed. It failed miserably. It actually caused local economies in different cities to crash and burn. So again, this is just the beginning of economic fairness. Also, by the way, economic fairness to bring more unions into private industry, to nudge the unions into the industries, for example, with tax incentives and other things. And so now we can get a better picture of the kind of economic fairness, including, by the way, forcing companies to pay sick leave for 12 weeks, even if somebody's taking care of somebody else in the family who is sick. And again, actually, that sounds really good. Obama is for the worker. That's what it sounds like. The problem is, who's going to pay for all of this? And actually, when you look at all of the plans that I outline in Fool Me Twice, and economic fairness is just the start, the theme here certainly is nudging closer toward a welfare state, toward a state where the government is involved in pretty much every aspect of our lives, but literally from cradle to grave.
Well, I agree with you, and I don't think people realize just how big a threat we're facing, and that they're already shutting down one-third of the power plants. They've shut down about a third of that third. Power outages, giant power increases. Our mayor said, for the earth, they've shut down two of our power plants. The third is now being shut down, and they say, if you don't like your power prices doubling, get ready. It's going to double over that. It's just a pretext to take over. This is a foreign army with bombers couldn't do this much damage to our country.
Well, you know, actually, it's interesting that you talk about the power plants shutting down. We also have battery companies, the day after Obama boasted about it, for example, in his State of the Union, a kind of green battery company, and then one of the battery companies from Obama's stimulus went bankrupt. Here we are, mass corruption from Obama's first term stimulus, 2009 green stimulus, to the point where actually in the book, Fool Me Twice, I have even more corruption, including top Obama administration officials tied to companies that received hundreds of millions of dollars in stimulus funding. But again, forget about that. Look at just the miserable failure economically of these green companies going bankrupt. Well, actually, in Obama's second term, there are plans for a new green stimulus. There are also plans for a national independent energy trust, which would be basically a federal green bank, plus actually greening the military. So we see a theme here of massive government jobs works program, by the way, also coming, but then a theme of using so-called global warming, the so-called theory of global warming, as if it wasn't highly in question after the leaked emails of 2009, to advocate for more green stimulus, but again, to advocate for using the military to actually, in some of these progressive plans, this is how loony it goes, to fight global warming. In fact, I saw different progressive groups.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. Tell us about that on the other side. That's a total power grab.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Coming up at the start of the next segment, as we continue with our guest, I'm going to break down the new InfoWars magazine. We're putting 50,000 on the streets of Austin today and tomorrow with the little stands and everything. And we're going to mail them out to everybody that orders books or videos or films or t-shirts at InfoWars.com. That'll be added free to the orders, just like the Citizen rule book and bumper stickers. I tell you, just the amount of free stuff we're adding is amazing. And we're selling them at cost. At cost. I mean, we got down, did the calculating, This is at cost, what we're selling these. You can buy them in groups of 10, 20, right up to 100, at cost. At cost. And have an incredible color magazine to hand out to people and wake folks up. It's powerful. You can go see the new cover at Infowars.com. We'll talk more about that here in about 10 minutes or so. Aaron Klein, again, WorldNet Daily mailed me probably 20 different books they published. They're big publishers for folks that don't know. And I scanned over a bunch and read about three of them, you know, to decide which ones I wanted to carry. And yours is one of the ones I decided to carry at InfoWarsShop.com because you guys have done the research. And, you know, all I do is study these people, and I learned some stuff here. But you've got how they all operate, the agitprops for the cameras, the Alinsky method, the way they plan to take over society and make us dependent on them. I mean, there's so much in here, and it's hard to really understand how criminal these people are. You break down the fact that they're gearing up to hack the 2012 elections. We have reported on that, but you were getting into the radical, fake environmental power grab agenda, and then let's get into some of the other areas in the book, because it is just a giant smorgasbord of information.
You know, a lot of people are asking me what's the most shocking plan that I have found for Obama's second term. And actually, the answer is it's not one shocking plan. It's a series of small shocks so that by the end of, let's say, another 4 years, it's incremental changes. It's like the frog that's boiling slowly in the hot water. It doesn't realize that it's boiling until it's too late. You talk about power grab. And that's what it is domestically. There's no question that that this is government spending out of control, but more than that, it's government involvement in our lives. But then there's also the international aspect of this, of Obama's plans for the military, where on the one hand, we're talking about massive scalebacks to the military, but then on the other, aligning the military closer and closer to the United Nations, to peacekeeping forces worldwide.
Oh, yeah, we've had Obama, as you know, in letters, but also the Joint Chiefs in Congress say that NATO and the UN are now over the military. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, we had Panetta tell Congress, we will inform you if we decide to go. But actually, it's interesting that you mention that, because one key aspect of the military chapter in Fool Me Twice is the use of something I'm sure you're familiar with. It's called responsibility to protect, which is the doctrine that Obama employed to violate Libya's nation border, go in and remove Gaddafi and then put in who knows who.
That was my next point. Now they admit the main force is al-Qaeda, also in Syria, and that's what he's twisted the protect clause into. That's my next question. Why do you think the president is openly aligning with al-Qaeda and jihadis?
You know, I don't think that he is openly. What he's doing here is very interesting, actually, is that I believe that he sees the Muslim Brotherhood as somebody that the United States, but that also internationally and globally, the global community can do business with. Because of, and actually that it would nudge closer to what seems to be the goal of the responsibility to protect authors. And I've actually personally gone through the literature of responsibility to protect, who crafted it, how it was crafted. George Soros is all over it, and it was also authored by two individuals who write time and again how their goal, they actually write this, and nobody bothers to look into this. I'm talking about Gareth Evans and Georgian Thakur. They talk about how their ultimate goal is to violate nation states' borders and to ensure a one world order, global rebalancing, international redistribution. That's their words, the words of the founders of responsibility to protect. Now, if you take out your map, and I'm extremely familiar with the Middle East, I have been reporting from there for 7 years. It's one big mess of a clan in Syria, a clan in Saudi Arabia, a clan in Jordan. What unites the whole Middle East, if you want to unite them under nudging closer to some sort of one world concept? Well, that happens to be the Muslim Brotherhood. They're in every country, and if they take over, we're not talking about Egypt being a sovereign nation, because Egypt's going to merge with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
Aaron Klein is our guest for the rest of this segment, a little short segment at the end of the hour. I'm going to read some excerpts of the new article where we're announcing and giving details about the new publication, InfoWars Magazine, free to everybody that purchases stuff at InfoWarsShop.com. You can also buy them in bulk. And in the next few days, we're going to launch a subscription if you just want to get one every month or more copies. But right now, you can buy them in bulk at cost. A key weapon in the info war. It's available right now. We can show people the article, too, if they're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Print 2.0, answer to the Internet kill switch, going back to the roots of freedom of speech. Our answer to the Internet kill switch, Alex Jones. And you can also link through there in the first paragraph, you can just sign up for the InfoWars Insider, our daily news articles, videos, special reports, links to the podcast that we send to people if they sign up for the free newsletter. Well, tomorrow I will send in the morning blast, email blast, we will send you a link to the high quality PDF that you can just, you know, turn like a regular page. It's just like reading a regular, you know, newspaper or magazine, but it's digital for your iPhone or iPad or Droid or for your regular computer. If you sign up at InfoWars Insider, a lot of exclusive articles in there by Gerald Celente, you name it. A very, very powerful issue, first issue. And it's got the Federal Reserve on fire on the front. And we're saying Rome burned, will we? Because Europe is burning in many areas in riots. And the Federal Reserve is burning down our currency and our sovereignty. So I ask the question, you know, will major cities like D.C. and other places down the road burn in riots? I hope that's not the case. We're trying to avert some type of civil war in this country. And that's my next question for Aaron Klein, bestselling author, New York Times bestselling author, Fool Me Twice, the new book that's out breaking down Obama's shocking plans for the next 4 years exposed. You were getting into their plan to use the Muslim Brotherhood worldwide, which is probably one of the biggest, most cohesive groups in the world. Christianity is broken into a million pieces, and the seminaries have all been infiltrated by communists and globalists, so it's pretty much fractured Christendom. They're secular humanists, hate Christianity, but they love jihad for whatever reason. And so now we see the clash of civilizations, actually, the neocons talked about. They said a war between the West and the East. But if you look at it, it's a manufactured conflict where you put the radicals in and then I guess see that as the unifying force worldwide and then play the clash of civilizations. Or are you saying that the Obamanoid types would actually really want to bring in some type of radical Muslim caliphate worldwide?
You know, I don't know whether they even care about a Muslim caliphate worldwide as much as they care about uniting, let's say, the Middle East under one sort of common banner. And it happens to be that the only common banner really is the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, it's amazing you mentioned Europe burning. And right now, Obama, if he gets another 4 years, will implement some of what caused Europe's entire economy to crash and burn. He doesn't want us to know his plans, and so I'm trying to outline them in a very specific way in the book. But also, by the way, look at Syria right now, because it's a perfect example. Hillary Clinton last week, according to reports, talked with Turkey, which borders Syria. Turkey and Syria are enemies. Turkey wants to get rid of Bashar Assad's regime. Hillary talked with the Turkish leader about possibly implementing a no-fly zone in Syria, which would be under the banner of responsibility to protect. The very doctrine that I point out in Fool Me Twice will be some of the motivating driving force behind the future of the U.S. military. But who is fighting on the other side? You have Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, who's been accused of so-called human rights atrocities, because responsibility to protect can be used against any country that's accused of genocide, of human rights abuses, of atrocities. But actually, in the past, by the way, the United Nations has used some of those labels in places where they absolutely don't fit. But actually, the jihadists have been streaming into Syria. Even Mujahideen that we were supporting, that we were fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, of course, we were supporting them before that with the Soviets.
Now they're being supported, and they're the main force. Even the CFR, as you know, 2 weeks ago, one of their writers came out and said, "We need Al-Qaeda." That was a quote. So the TSA, again, needs to go in my pants to make sure bin Laden isn't hiding in there. All of a sudden, Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups actually flying the Al-Qaeda flag, Al-Qaeda patches. They're now supposedly these humanitarians. And, you know, you've hit on something that's key here. That really is the UN global government model where they fund proxy rebels to attack a country, whether that country be good or bad or indifferent. And then, oh, we've got to invade to protect the peaceful rebels that are blowing up police stations and shooting people and burning down churches and mosques and of Alawites and also driving out Jews. I mean, what are they going to do now in Egypt as they're driving out Christians and the few Jews that are there, or as they line up blacks in Libya and kill them and, you know, drive out Christians? What are they going to do when the jihadis, as promised, go after the Shiites, the Alawites, the Christians, and the Jews? I mean, they're burning up and blowing up the churches right now in Syria, and our media is calling them heroes.
Yeah, our great Judeo-Christian country, founded with the Judeo-Christian values, is aiding the side that is causing Christians to flee from Egypt, that is persecuting Christians right now in Syria. Now, the White House claims that it's only providing non-lethal aid to the so-called rebels, and we know who the rebels are. At this point, even the New York Times is admitting that it's in part certainly represented by al-Qaeda. But I have a lot of information the United States has been using cutouts, like Saudi Arabia in particular, to give Saudi weapons, which actually come ultimately from the U.S., to the rebels. And so I believe there's no question at this point, according to multiple sources that I talked to, that we are absolutely helping the rebels get, and I hate using that term, I don't even want to use it, they're not rebels, helping the insurgents that are fighting Bashar Assad's regime to get weapons. So this means we are funding the other side, which we do all the time, by the way. It's not just in Syria. Even in the Palestinian Authority, where we give training, actual training, to the Palestinian so-called militias. Well, the problem is that these militias double as members of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, which is the terror group that attacks Israel. It's so ridiculous that I've personally interviewed in person, for example, the senior leader of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, declared a terror group by the United States. His name's Ala Sanakra. I met him and his gang in Nablus in the northern West Bank, and he was telling me about how he was trained as a militia member by the United States. Or, even more ridiculous, we give weapons to them. And I found out that, at least until 2 years ago, the guy who was on the receiving team, the chief of the receiving team in the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah, that was getting the weapons, his name's Kamal Ranam, I also interviewed him. He's the chief of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade terror group also in Ramallah. So it's been going on for quite some time, and now the situation is getting out of hand and really ever more dangerous.
I agree. Let me bring up this angle with you. And again, we have a New York Times best-selling author on the line with us, Aaron Klein. He's written Fool Me Twice, available at InfoWarsShop.com or linked through at InfoWars.com, Obama's Shocking Plans for the Next 4 Years Exposed. It is so crazy to say, give up all our rights, al-Qaeda's going to get you. But then separately, openly being funding and training all these groups and affiliated groups. What about the 10,000 missiles, 2,000 plus being heat-seeking or radar-guided, that disappeared out of Gaddafi's caches and are now being shipped all over the world by these jihadis? What's going to happen when they start blowing up airliners? Well, I guess that'll give the government the excuse to take more of my rights because they gave these people 10,000 missiles. And it's admitted this is going on. I mean, what do they think is going to happen when radical jihadis are in control of Syria and our evil prostitute media is praising it while they commit black genocide in Libya? I mean, this is wild what's happening. So your comment on the missiles, and then what do you think the end game is? What would Obama do in the next 4 years with his jihadi brigades?
You know, I personally talked with Israeli security officials who have exactly that kind of information, that the missiles that were in Libya and many other kinds of weapons and munitions are being sold now using Iranian and other money to the jihadis across the Middle East, including in the Sinai Peninsula, where reportedly they do have anti-aircraft missiles that can down an airliner in the Sinai. Now, what's even more crazy, I don't know really what is crazier here at this point, but is the billions of dollars in aid that we've given to Egypt, and we were told at the beginning of the so-called Arab Spring that the Muslim Brotherhood would never take control of the presidency and would certainly never take control of the United States-backed, the United States-armed, the United States-funded Egyptian military. Well, Mohamed Morsi, President Obama's good pal, the Muslim Brotherhood new Egyptian president, just fired the top brass of the Egyptian military. And so now the Muslim Brotherhood in control, basically, for all intents and purposes, of what I would say is the number two or number three most powerful military in the Middle East. And yet we have a massive situation of this weapons proliferation. What's going to happen in Syria after, should Assad go?
So what is the grand plan? Why would the State Department, why would NATO do this? Why would they do this? I mean, what are they planning? Just to try to get a Shiite-Sunni civil war going?
I think that that's certainly where one of the, I actually think that is where we're headed, because if you look at the situation right now in the Middle East today, it's Iran and its Shiite proxies, meaning Hezbollah, meaning some in Lebanon, although not all, meaning Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and others, although actually Hamas and Islamic Jihad are Sunni, but they're paid off by Iran. And then on the other hand, you have the Sunni superpowers of Saudi Arabia and now Egypt, and we are headed toward a massive possible Middle East confrontation. There's no other way to read the tea leaves here. And in Obama's second term, the use of the U.S. military, you would think, with all of these growing threats, although actually we're feeding the threats, certainly, I would say we're behind some of them, that the use of the U.S. military, you think, would be to combat these threats. But actually, it's to scale back the U.S. military with regard to funding to certain aspects, but then to use it for a more internationalist agenda. So,
sure, and also take over Africa with the made-up Coney stuff and get a bunch of the diamonds and oil and the rest of it. But I mean, at the same time, that's why I don't think Obama at this time wants the Iran attack, because that would probably unify the Muslims instead of just getting them to kill each other. And I think all of it is extremely immoral, and I think it goes back to 53 and Mossadegh. If our government and the British government wouldn't have thrown him out and then double-cross the jihadis, and then put in the Shah, it just goes on and on. This policy of putting radical Muslims in didn't just start with Obama this last 3 years. It's been going on since the British did it with Saudi Arabia, and it is an evil policy, and I think it's just going to continue to sow the seeds of our destruction.
Yeah, and it continued after the Shah, obviously, with deposing the Shah and then putting in now the radical Shiite fundamentalist regime. This is how dangerous it is. I mean, the Shiites believe that the coming of their imam, the Mehdi, the Islamic Shiite Messiah, can only come about if there's an apocalyptic world battle of good versus evil, where the world almost comes to the brink of destruction, and then the Islamist Messiah comes back. So does NATO, does the Obama administration, does the European Union understand that they're playing with fire in the Middle East, and not just in the Middle East, of course, the ramifications around the world, even in the United States? Obviously, Iran terrorist proxies are very capable of deploying some sort of attack right here in the U.S. or in Europe.
Which the government would love, which the government would love, because then they can take our rights, which is what they... That's my final question for you on this front, and then I want to get a brief take on what you think Romney would do if he gets in. I mean, as you said earlier, he would just go slower with this program. The ADL came out yesterday and you know, said, oh, one of the guys that shot a cop, or no, one of the friends of somebody that shot a cop, his Facebook had a link to Alex Jones. Well, yeah, I mean, I have a website that a million people a day visit. And, the theater shootings are being caused by talk radio, and Rush Limbaugh, the Southern Poverty Law Center, is out there saying all this. And they're saying, yeah, we need to restrict speech because, there's going to be a civil war with the right-wingers. What's your research on that, these attempts to demonize conservatives and libertarians in a second administration? We've all seen the MIAC and Homeland Security reports and others where they say the biggest threat is returning veterans. So now they're going to say Al-Qaeda is not a threat, but the returning veterans are. I mean, my point is, what do you expect the next administration, if Obama gets back in, on that whole front?
Yeah, I mean, just even the current administration has that kind of ideology. Like Julius Jekinowski of the FCC, who comes from and is heavily tied with something called free press. That is anything but free press. They're agitating toward more government control of the internet, of the airwaves. And Cass Sunstein, who of course just stepped down, but before then advocated for a New Deal fairness doctrine where the government would impose a panel of experts that could oversee diversity of view on the airwaves. It's like the Ministry of Information. But in Fool Me Twice, I do have specific plans that we found, including in the Green chapter, surprisingly, because the progressive camp is very nervous about the conservative and libertarian drive to point out the pseudoscience behind global warming, which is the basis for what they're trying to do in the upcoming second Obama term with lots of the economic plans. So there is a drive, although it's not specified exactly how, but using a multiple possible assaults, it's like this large octopus that has many tentacles, to silence talk radio, to silence, to nudge toward more government regulation, keyword regulation, of the internet, of the airwaves.
Yeah, the Ministry of Truth. You know, I'm going to plug the new magazine, and I want to read the article, but I'll have to do that at the start of the next hour. And then I'll get into this whole demonization report. Third hour's coming up, but stay there, Aaron Klein. I want to come back and get your take on Mitt Romney briefly.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Living on the road, my my friend.
The old Willie Nelson, our good friend, he is in the hospital.
Now you wear your skin
last few days with breathing problems. He's almost 80. That's one of the cool things about being a radio talk show host is I've gotten to know people like, well, Willie Nelson real well, but Charlton Heston, Christopher Walken last week. We got Richard Belzer coming back on Friday to get into being censored on CNN. But right now we are talking to the best-selling author of Fool Me Twice, Aaron Klein. The book is available at InfoWars.com. Look, in closing, these really are authoritarians, and Bush did a lot of authoritarian stuff that I was extremely critical of as well. I've been shocked by mainline Democrats and Democrat publications across the board just absolutely backing Obama on outrageous stuff. I mean, they could care less that al-Qaeda lined up tens of thousands of blacks and mowed them down or cut them up with machetes. They put out this war propaganda to invade Uganda. I mean, just all of it. These are really a nasty group of people, and it just shows their followers are purely ignorant, hype-driven people who have no real liberal intentions. Because I could admire somebody that's anti-war and stuff. I could admire some, Thomas Jefferson I would see as a liberal. These people have nothing in common with Thomas Jefferson, and they are flaming authoritarians, and I'm shocked by their criminality. I mean, it is shocking.
Yeah, I personally, by the way, as a reporter, have been to different events in the Middle East. Like, for example, a speech in Ramallah on the 40th anniversary of Fatah, where I was sitting next to members of the world media, and I heard one thing, and in fact have the transcript of the speech, and then went back and saw how they all, amazingly, and I don't think they coordinated with each other at all, they selectively quoted, they changed what was said in order to meet a specific agenda. I think, though, that there's no question that we're at an economic emergency as a country, and that we have two choices. Choice number one is Obama, who does not want the country to know what his specific plans are for 4 more years. There's no question, because if he did, he would give a speech that would outline what he is planning to do. He isn't. And so what I'm doing is taking the actual blueprint for his second term, that if he only implements some of this, we won't recognize the country in 4 more years. And I'm not allowing him to get away with not telling the public what his plans are.
Sure. In closing, if Romney gets in, he's bought and paid for by a lot of the same interests, but how would Romney be different?
Well, you know, that's where I was going next, that I haven't seen Romney spell out how he's going to cut government spending in specific ways, which government agencies he's going to cut. Every speech that I heard, and I pay attention specifically also when it comes to the Middle East, seems no different when it comes to his agenda on Syria. He talks about Assad having to go and backing the rebels. So I don't think that he's going to come with this expansive agenda, but I think we might be looking at George Bush number two, which is basically some of Obama's policies, but in slow motion. So the question is, are we going to get on the fast train to disaster?
Do you think Romney would stop having the TSA take small children behind closed doors and grope them?
I haven't heard anything about that from him, and so many other issues that we want to know he just has not addressed.
Well, all I know is al-Qaeda is not hiding in my wife's bosom, and I want, the government to stop it. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Klein. The book's available at InfoWarsShop.com. We'll talk to you again soon. Stay with us, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.